For generations, an illness or injury at school often meant a visit to the school nurse for Band-Aids or aspirin. But with limited state funding, Tennessee now has far more schools than nurses. WKNO's Katie Reardon says that a new pilot program in Shelby County is looking at how nurses affect academics and absenteeism.
I've been coughing and sneezing all day and all yesterday.
Yeah, it lasts for about a week or two, unfortunately.
This third grader has come to see Nurse Rachel as the students call her at Riverview K-8 School in South Memphis. Rachel Norris is a registered nurse and in high demand this morning, dealing with everything from a scraped knee to dispensing doctor-prescribed medications.
Do you want to try to eat something to see if that'll make your stomach feel better?
Before this year, dealing with aches and pains mostly fell to teachers and administrators. A nurse was only in the building once a week, Norris says.
Before we had a school nurse, it was, if you're sick, if you don't feel well, if you hurt yourself, just call your parents and go home.
And that's why healthcare and education advocates want more school nurses. Not just to stave off minor medical problems, but also to help manage chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma that can lead to health-related absenteeism.
I can tell the parents exactly what happened, their exact symptoms, how severe it is, if they are contagious, if they need to see a doctor, or if they're okay to return to class.
Norris is a part of an ongoing study by the Urban Child Institute, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, and Shelby County Schools, a district where 1 in 5 students miss more than 18 days a year. They've placed full-time nurses into 5 area schools to see if it helps reduce this chronic absenteeism. Sharnice Brown, a program supervisor, says that students with regular access to a nurse appear far less likely to be taken out of school. About 90% of those treated last semester returned to class.
A lot of funding is based on attendance, so if we can have a help in making that happen, I feel like it'll have a domino effect.
Currently, Tennessee funds 1 nursing position for every 3,000 students. The nationally recommended ratio is at least 1 nurse for every 750.
Everyone feels like, sure, that'd be great to have more nurses in the schools. The issue is cost.
That's Mike Carpenter, head of Tennesseans for Quality Early Education. His group wants lawmakers to fund about 1,000 new nursing positions in Tennessee. It would cost the state roughly $39 million, and some districts, like Shelby County Schools, would also pay additional money.
Like with many good issues, policies, is that is the rub, is where do we find, you know, $39 million to meet that ratio in addition to all the other things that we need to address.
One recent education report says that funding more nurses should be a priority. But that priority list is long, says Republican State Representative David Hawk.
The nursing ratio is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we need to do.
That iceberg in the past included things like school resource officers. But given the large number of students who lack access to primary health care, Hawk is reintroducing legislation that aims to put roughly 1 nurse in every school.
Seeing a school nurse may be the only health care that these individuals get.
And more students are showing up with chronic conditions, says Patricia Bafford, a former school nurse who now manages health service programs for Shelby County Schools.
I had parents that had my phone number. They would call me and say, are you going to be there today? I want you to look at the, can you check out the, you know, and call me and let me know what you think.
That may go above the call of duty, but Bafford says she was happy to answer. After all, she just wants to keep kids healthy and in the classroom. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.